Ezekiel, a prophet who lived and worked while the children of Israel were exiled in Babylon, received a vision of a valley of dry bones. God told him to proclaim the word of promise, the word of life to the bones. The bones came to life. Then he said to me, "Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, 'Our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost, and we are clean cut off.' Therefore prophesy and say to them, 'Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I will open your graves, and raise you from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord, when I open your graves, and raise you from your graves, O my people. And I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Then you will know that I am the Lord. I have spoken, and I will do it, declares the Lord." God explained the vision to Ezekiel, the vision of hope which Ezekiel would bring to the children of Israel. Although they were exiled, God promised to restore them to the land of Judah. They would again dwell where their forefathers dwelt. God would restore their faith in his promises. Today, when more and more people reject the good news of salvation by grace through faith for the sake of Christ, when the church is openly attacked by leaders and citizens alike, we have hope. The word of the Lord endures forever. We have the promise of eternal life. May our Lord grant us faith in him, that we trust his promise of life, because he has given us the reality of the forgiveness of our sins. Amen.